Well, as I noted earlier this morning when we started the meeting, that we have several elections that we do today and several presentations that we do. But next, I'd like to have President Killeen, if you would, introduce our university officers and some of the Senate observers that are here. So if you can take a breath and go on forward.
Thank you very much, Trustee McMillan. I would really like to welcome everybody to the sessions, and I'd like to thank in particular the university officers for being here today. At this time, I'd like to introduce our chancellors, Chancellor and Vice President Dr. Michael Amerides from Chicago, our host today, Chancellor and Vice President Dr. Susan Cook from Springfield, Interim Chancellor and Interim Vice President Dr. Barbara Wilson from Urbana, and the other university officers, Vice President for Academic Affairs Dr. Christophe Pierre, Vice President, Chief Financial Officer and Comptroller Walt Knorr, behind me, I believe, Vice President for Research Dr. Larry Shook, University Counsel Thomas Barrows, Executive Director for University Relations Thomas Hardy, Secretary of the Board and the Trustees and the University Dr. Susan Keyes, and representing the University Senate's Conference Dr. Gay Miller, Professor of Pathology in the College of Veterinary Medicine at Urbana. Representing the Urbana-Champaign Campus Senate, Anita Mixon, doctoral student, Department of Communication, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Good to see you. Representing the Chicago Campus Senate, Kimberly Hu, health professional student senator, School of Public Health. Here somewhere. Representing the Springfield Campus Senate, Kathy Novak, associate professor, Department of Communication and chair of the Springfield Senate Executive Committee. Representing the academic professional staff, Colleen Pearson, Assistant Head for Administration and Research Assistant Professor, Department of Medicinal Chemistry, and UIC Academic and Professional Advisory Committee Chair. Also in attendance are Professor Nick Babulis, who's the Edward William and Jane Mark Goodscale Professor, Department of Educational Policy in Urbana and Chair of the University Senate's Conference. Catherine Vincent, Associate Professor, College of Nursing, and Chair of the Chicago Senate Executive Committee. So that's our roster here today, and many others, of course. Welcome.
Thank you all for being here. Maybe we can start, Tim, with you maybe bringing us an update on the strategic planning process.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Chairman McMillan. Today, before I get into the strategic planning process, and let me, as people exit, may I thank you all for being here and for participating this morning and putting up with the music show and everything else, and thank you for your concerns. But today, I'm proud to bring to the board two important recommendations that are rooted in the land-grant mission that has driven our university for nearly 150 years. One proposes, as you all know, freezing in-state tuition for the second straight year, and the other would hold the line on mandatory fees for the first time in memory. Together, these proposals signal the commitment to students that is at our very core, providing access to affordable education that transforms their lives. They also, I believe, signal our commitment and your commitment as a board to serve the needs of the state, ensuring that our doors remain wide open to supply the highly skilled workforce that drives progress and prosperity. Our focus on these twin missions has never been more laser-like. Amid ongoing declines in state support and a lingering budget impasse that has shut off funding completely for 7 months and counting, those challenges will not derail us. As today's tuition and fee proposals illustrate, we will continue to act aggressively, proactively and responsibly to serve our students and the public good. We will build on efficiency initiatives that have already netted about $40 million per year in savings in central administration, dollars that have been redirected to support student programs and services. We will explore additional cost savings on our campuses, which have already implemented strategies to weather a significant reduction in state funding. At the same time, we will ramp up efforts to advocate for the university's interests in Springfield, including a newly formed alliance that will bring business, labor, and our sister universities together to speak as one on the importance of higher education to our state's future. And we will continue looking outside the box to steer the university forward, such as a proposal to look at enrollment that would generate new revenue while also expanding opportunities for students and our contributions to the state's workforce. The University of Illinois is a key to a better tomorrow for our state, a global leader in education and innovation, and an engine that, as you know, pumps nearly $14 billion into the state's economy annually. We are committed, fully committed, to financial stewardship that will build on that legacy and help lead progress to generations to come. The University of Illinois is a world-class institution today and will be a world-class institution tomorrow. More affordable, more nimble, more transparent, more efficient, more creative, more student-centered, with integrity manifest throughout, and even stronger in world-leading research, scholarship, and learning. This is our commitment, and especially today, to the families of Illinois. So let me now spend a couple of minutes more to illustrate to you how we're planning to move forward with our strategic planning. And I have a few PowerPoint slides, but be very brief. This is an update of a process to roadmap the university's future into the next decade. We're well underway, as you'll see in a minute. And for every idea in this strategic plan, which we will bring to the board in the May meeting, the emphasis will be on the impact that we have on students, Illinois citizens, solving societal issues for the nation and the world, as well as the state. The process has involved a lot of meetings and efforts and consultation, and I'm delighted to say that Dee Dee Williams has been really helping lead that effort as incoming secretary. But it's started with a steering committee, focus groups, town hall meetings, open office hours. We've analyzed issues. We've heard a lot from faculty, staff, and students. Hypotheses have been developed that may or may not make it into the final document, but it's a living document as we speak. And drafting is being started. There's been stakeholder feedback and finalization of the plan, and we've received a very helpful set of recommendations from the Faculty Senate conference. The final draft is on track to be submitted in May. Here's the overall timeline. It started, as you know, Mr. Chair, with a letter to me on day one, I think, or day minus one, of my tenure asking for this. We kicked it off with a retreat at Allerton and a Board of Trustees meeting. The steering committee was appointed in September, very representative of our three campuses and our broad stakeholder base. We've had a series of stakeholder engagements across the campuses. Drafting has begun. And in March and April, stakeholder feedback will help us finalize the plan and socialize it, and you'll all be able to see drafts as they develop, with a goal for in May presenting that plan to the Board of Trustees for the University of Illinois system. And I, frankly, we're using the word system quite a lot these days, and so it's for the whole university system. We've had four very helpful town halls, all very well attended: Springfield, Urbana, UIC, and Peoria. They have included all sorts of interactions, including participation from campus staff leadership, tenured faculty, academic affairs leadership, students, alumni, community members. We've also held with each of the chancellors open office hours where we would sit in the student union and listen to all comers, and we heard a lot. And I think I really want to thank my fellow chancellors, my colleagues, for their participation to date on each of these in each of these places. As you can see, there's more detail here than I'm going to go forward. But we had a very exciting meeting as well in Peoria, where the mayor attended. We had the whole local community leadership as well participating and really demonstrating that University of Illinois is venerated statewide in many ways, and so we need to do more of that outreach. So the four town halls, 20 plus stakeholder meetings, six office hours sessions. This is a very conservative effort estimate that maybe more than 500 people have actually written materials and introduced them. So we think there's more to do there, but we want everybody to have a voice in that. The town halls have been very engaged, very interactive. There have been, frankly, a number of aha meetings at these sessions. People have spoken out. We've started each town hall by sort of suggesting that let there be no elephants in the room. Everything is on limits to discuss and converse about. And these have been, for me, and I hope all the participants, very exciting sessions with incredible content and thoughtful participation. I think that's very important. Let me give you just a few of the nuggets, and this is just a handful of selections. They're not, we're going to not drive the whole process with these things, but there was one very effective intervention where the participant complained about snooze language in our original drafting, language that didn't quite meet cross the hurdle of the post-millennial generation, and we took action and put her on the committee. And so we are in anti-snooze language mode. We were asked to scout for transformative ideas, not just within, but outside, and looking at best practices. Educating global citizenry, what it means to be a student, a graduate of the University of Illinois, is very strongly held. And what are the qualities and the roles of those individuals who are fortunate enough to come through our doors? And we talked a lot about really just tackling the socio-technical challenges that the world faces, and not just dotting I's or crossing T's, but taking them on. In terms of what we should look like in the future, a lot of interest in amplifying the power of UI research and innovation, particularly for revitalization of the state's economy, which, as we all know, needs it. To educate the next generation workforce for Illinois, to reinvent what it means to be the land-grant institution going forward into the next century, and fundamental services to the people of Illinois, and again, solutions to pressing societal challenges. Almost done, sorry. So more nuggets, last few nuggets. We're talking about tomorrow's university system today. Let's get it done, let's make it happen. Graduates enabled and prepared for full-blown participation in civil society, and what that means in terms of participation and diversity, modeling participatory democracy starting with our students, and defined by integrity, stewardship, and efficiency to forge a sustainable future. So we've got a lot of content. It'll be all on the web. You can peruse at your leisure. But the goal here is for your deliberations in May, a fresh, short, compelling, grounded strategic vision for our collective future, and we want it to be stunning and different and distinctive. And so that's my report on where we are.
Very good. I know many in this room have participated in one or more of those outreach. I remember hearing feedback, particularly from the one in Peoria, that I think some of the Caterpillar people were providing input. And I just a comment back to you and to DD and everybody involved, the feedback that I've gotten from people is a remarkable willingness to listen to all the things that come forward without being combative or argumentative or anything else. It's just saying everybody's input is valued, and I think that sets the proper tone for getting input. Obviously, at the end of the day, you still have to make a decision as to what you're going to do, but I applaud you for having that openness.
And thank you.
Any other comments or questions from the board? We'll look forward to seeing that final document in May. All right.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you.